with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even came and licked his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the nether world where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. He cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus received what was bad. Now he is comforted while you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send them to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that they may warn them, lest they come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In 1985, when I was editor of our diocesan newspaper, I was fortunate enough to be one of 17 newspaper editors chosen by the Vatican to go to the Middle East and study the situation of the Palestinians. The Palestinians are the only Christians left in that part of the world, and they are methodically being removed. And the Vatican's concern is that the sacred sites that we hold, where Jesus was born, died, etc., will no longer have Christians to protect them. And so we went first to Vienna, Austria, for several days of instructions, and then to the Middle East, where we visited Egypt, Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. I encountered levels of hatred that I never imagined existed in our world. Little children, 3 and 4 years old, were taught to hate the Israeli or hate the Arab. Everywhere you went, it was just hatred. It will be generations, if ever, before there will be peace in that part of the world. One day we were going into Lebanon, and when we got to the border was closed. And so they took us to Tel Aviv, and we had the rest of the day to relax. The next morning, each of us got a phone call telling us to be on the bus at 8 o'clock because we were going to Lebanon. And we all got on the bus and wondered how we were going to get into Lebanon. There were two bishops with us, John Nolan, who was an American bishop, and Patrick McDermott, who was an Irish bishop in the Vatican Diplomatic Corps. And suddenly, the front door of the hotel opened, and out came the two bishops, and in between them was Mother Teresa. She got on the bus and came along and introduced herself to each one of us. She's just a tiny little woman, the homeliest person I've ever seen in my life, and yet when she opened her mouth, she became angelic. So we drove to the border, the bus stopped, the door opened, and out got this tiny little nun, and the border was still closed, and we watched her walk up and talk to the soldiers, and then turn around and come back to the bus. Lo and behold, the gates went up, the soldiers stepped aside, and we went into Lebanon. We went to a town in southern Lebanon called Tyre, and Mother Teresa's sisters had a hospital there. If you've ever been to that part of the world, everything, and I mean everything, is filthy, filthy, dirty. You walked into this hospital and it was impeccable. There wasn't a speck of dust to be found. They first took us to a room and gave us some rolls and the most god-awful coffee that God ever allowed to be created. And the problem was the people weren't dying from the war from gunshot or bombings. It was that the food supply had been cut off and the water supply had been cut off. And so people were starving to death, mostly children. And so Mother Teresa said to one of the nuns, "You take these six and take them around and show them our hospital." And she said to a second nun, "You take these six." And I was part of the remaining last five. And she said, "You come with me and I'll show you our hospital." We went into a room that was really larger than this room, and all you could hear was this awful moaning and groaning. No one was crying out in pain. I don't think any one of those children had the energy to do it. And as we walked along, one of the sisters was sitting in a rocking chair, and she was holding a little boy in her lap. He was probably about 3 years old. There was nothing left to him. His arms and legs were that big around. He had a huge, distended stomach. And I will never forget his eyes. They were sunk way back in his face, and they just sort of looked off. He wasn't looking at anyone. I'm not sure he was aware of people around him. Mother Teresa went over and picked up the little boy and held him up to her breast. And she began a prayer. I would give anything if I had a recording of it. She was offering this child back to God as he had given his son for our sins. She was offering this child that people could learn to put down their arms and live together in peace and harmony. And while she was praying, the little boy's head fell to the side, and it was obvious that he died. And she kept up the prayer. And then she went to the first of our group, and she placed the little boy in the man's hands, and he pressed him to himself, and Mother Teresa held on, and she kept up this prayer. And then she came to the next one in our group. And I have to confess, I was the last one, and I was more than uncomfortable. I was frightened. I did not want to touch this dead little child. Next to me was a woman from Belgium, Marta. And when Mother Teresa placed the little boy in Marta's arms, she held him up against her breast, and I looked over and I could see tears running down her face. And then she took the little boy and kept up this prayer. And I held my hands out here, and she placed the little boy in them. That wasn't enough. She came to me and pushed them right up against me, and she kept up this prayer. And as I listened to her, I realized it was more than a prayer. She was in a conversation with God, like you and I would be in conversation with one another. It was incredible. It was probably the most powerful moment in my entire life. We all meet saints. The trouble is, we're so busy that we don't recognize them. And because we don't recognize them, we don't hear the way that God speaks through them to you and me in very unique ways.